Good morning. I'm going to take it right to scripture. Scripture that has influenced this whole idea in the first place to share with you all. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians 12. I'm going to start at the 12th verse. And this is Paul speaking. 1 Corinthians 12, I'm going to start at the 12th verse. One body with many parts. And verse 12 reads, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into one body with one spirit, and we all share the same spirit. Verse 14. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not a part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? Let me jump down. 18. But our bodies have many parts. And God has put each part just where He wants it. Let me read it again, verse 18. But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where He wants it. How strange a body would it be if it only had one part? Verse 22. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God, once again, pointing back to the maker of this whole system, has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members so that all the members care for each other. This makes for harmony among the members. Why? So that all the members care for each other. Verse 26. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. 27. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. You hear what Paul saying? And each of you is a part of it. This scripture, when I read early in my walk and times after, made me look side-eye at the church. Coming from my background, the lifestyle that I lived, and then coming into a local church and getting into the Word of God and reading this made me look side-eye at the body. So I hope the church leaders, pastors, whoever, understand that those of us that read the Bible, we question some things. And I wonder how God feels
about the local body when clearly we just read in scripture his intent in his heart, how he wants it to flow and how he wants us to care for each other and how we are actually functioning. Because if we really walked out these scriptures, we wouldn't have, I believe, we would not have all the needs and lack that we have. We're supposed to be different from the world. I don't believe a believer should have to go to the world to get their basic needs met. I don't believe the believer should have to go to the world for anything. I think the first step should be to their local body, to the local assembly, to their brother and sister. I really believe in reading scripture, this is how God has set it up for us. We just read it, to care for one another. I shouldn't have to go to the world, down to Egypt. And I really believe, and I've experienced personally this, and it's caused a lot of frustration. And quite honestly, not wanting to be a part of a local body, because just wondering what's the point if the body, if your local church is not following scripture and is not showing a heart to function like the Bible says, then what's the point? Clearly, I just read in 1 Corinthians 12. So this is the basis for body talk. And this is the basis, again, for this series. Questions, comments, experiences, you can send a message in. Download this app, this Anchor FM app. It's free. You can send your questions in. If you want to be a part of this broadcast, send me a message. I post on Instagram. Just look up Yvonne Lamont Covington. Leave a message if you want to be a part of this series. I think it's really, really important, crucial. That's it for now. It's Sunday, the 6th. This is Body Talk. Thank you for listening.